Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Pam Danziger is here. Pam's back. She's a 16-year member of our Brain Trust. We got her right out of high school. President of Unity Marketing, author of so many books on retail and why consumers do what they do that I can't see over the stack. Luxury Marketing Disrupted, Meet the Henrys, Putting the Lux Back in Luxury, Why We Shop, et cetera. Let Them Eat Cake, that's one of my favorites. She's our good friend, Pam. Welcome back.
Well, it's great to be with you.
It's good to have you back.
What a week.
Oh, boy. Speaking of, and by the way, folks, nobody has their finger on the pulse of the Main Street retailers than Pam does. Pam, you say what a week, and I know what you're alluding to. What do you think... If you had to just pull back and use your excellent futurist, your excellent foresight skills, what do you see for retailers in a Biden administration? Small. That's an easy. That's a cakewalk. Come on, that's a softball.
Oh well, you know, I mean, we've already seen, you know, and the pandemic is that everybody's talked about how the trends in the marketplace were just accelerated. They didn't mm-hmm. really change. They just were mm-hmm. accelerated by the pandemic. I think the same thing is going to happen with this Biden administration. I mean, I think the big are going to get bigger. They're going to get more powerful. And that means the little guys, the small businesses on Main Street are going to, you know, the big guys are going to eat their lunch, and I don't know what the resolution is because I just think it's not going to be good.
Well, I agree with you, and what I'm worried about is, you know, Amazon already has 50 cents of every e-commerce dollar spent in America.
Right, right.
And if anybody thinks that the man who owns the Washington Post is not going to benefit from a Biden administration, I don't know what kind of juju juice you're drinking, but you're not facing reality. That's what I worry about as much as anything. Amazon, you know, they fly under the cloak, Pam, of, you know, where they empower all these small businesses to sell their stuff. But
exactly.
but if you ask all those small businesses how they like doing business with Amazon, I don't think you'll get as good a report. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you. I mean, it's sleeping with the enemy.
That's right.
And you know, I
who doesn't regard you as a partner. They regard you as part of the you're just part of their justification for being.
Exactly. And you know, I mean, I can understand a brand, a direct to consumer brand doing business on Amazon. I can't understand a small business that's selling other people's products, mm-hmm. Getting in bed with them. I just think what we're going to see is the big getting bigger, and it's going to really challenge small businesses, and particularly, you know, small businesses in those red states.
Yeah.
That, you know, mm-hmm. where some, and I mean, in those red states, there were so many people supporting the Trump administration and
right.
the Trump approach to business. And I think the consumers that live in those states are really going to be, you know, I think they've been tremendously set back. And mm-hmm. this is going to be an extremely challenging holiday season anyway.
Well, and I want to talk about the holiday season in a second, but one of the things that we can see is we do have an 8-year movie that we watched under Obama Biden where Main Street
yeah.
literally went through a lost decade. Wall Street did great, but Main Street, you were right here with me, Pam. We were reporting on the fact that averaging less than 2% growth, including the last 4 years of the 8 years, three years away from the financial crisis, the small business optimism in the last year of the Obama administration, the NFIB index was trending down. The optimism for small business was trending down in the eighth year of the Obama administration. So we've already seen this movie, and I'm concerned about it for small businesses, as you say, especially the Main Street retailers like you're talking about.
Exactly. I mean, I think that Trump's position on China, I mean, everybody, you know, was tearing the, I mean, particularly big retailers were tearing their hair out because of the threat of this trade war. Mm-hmm. But guess what? That was very, very good for small businesses.
How is it that Main Street did so poorly for 8 years and yet Wall Street did so well? Well, folks, they had to make their profit somewhere. If they didn't make it in the United States, they made it somewhere else. And that somewhere else was where Americans don't live.
Right, I know. I mean, Wall Street, don't ask me questions about Wall Street because I have absolutely no answers about
that. Well, you and I both wondered where they're making their profit. The economy is not in great shape. The Main Street economy is less than 2% growth. How are they making all these profits? Well, they're making them because they're shifting things away from America. That's what they corporate America was doing. And I think that's going to happen again. All the reshoring and the hemispherization that was happening, literally was happening until last week, is probably not going to go the other way, isn't it?
Right. I agree with you. So I think we're going to go back to, you know, the Obama malaise, which is what, you know, it was to me. Plus, you know, but all the social changes. I mean, I'm such a Reagan Republican with the idea that the government doesn't solve problems, it creates them. Yeah. And I think we're going to see it. I mean, you know, this climate change and all the implications that has.
What we have to do real quickly, folks, is we have to quit wondering about what Biden is going to do, because it's not, the problem is not Biden, it's the people who are going to come with him.
Yep.
And including the probably sooner than later President Harris. That's going to be coming up. We're going to talk about, we're going to get Pam's report on what the holidays are going to look like for Main Street Retail coming up right after the break. UnityMarketing.com, is that right?
Yes. UnityMarketingOnline.com.
UnityMarketingOnline.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.